It's Athenaeum Jams. Inside the 6 o'clock hour, we have some famous people here in the studio. Class of 1984 Muskegon Heights, I believe 1984.
You got that right.
Is it 84?
You got that right.
Oh, Kanita Collins is in the building. Muskegon Family Care. And you also got a big boss with you.
I do. I have Miss Lori Carter. That's our chief operating officer over there at Muskegon Family Care.
COO Lori Carter. How are you doing today?
I am well, thank you. Very well.
And Lori's upset. She wanted to be on social media so bad. She wanted everybody to see us on Facebook, YouTube. She going to slap me upside my head if we get done with this interview. She's so upset with me, family. My apologies about that, Miss Carter.
It's okay. I forgive you.
So, what's happening? We got an event coming up in a couple of days, this weekend.
Yes. It's National Health Center Week, first week in August. Usually the first or second week in August. They alternate, you know, every other year. But this year is the first week of August, and we're having National Health Center Week, as you see, Hackley Community Care. So, the near big bang today, and ours is Saturday. Our close out is Saturday. It usually starts on that Sunday, so it's a week long of different focus days. So, yeah. Our closeout day is Saturday.
From 12 to 3.
12 to 3 at Muskegon Family Care in the parking lot.
Now, y'all generally give away a lot of prizes. Like, y'all go all the way out. Is this the same?
It's the same.
Uh-oh.
It's the same.
All right. So, gift cards and all that stuff?
I got some gift cards from Mr. Quick. I got some gift cards from Wesco. I got some gift cards. That's Visa gift cards.
Uh-oh.
And then we got TVs. Again, we got laptops with the covers.
See?
Again.
They be cutting up over there.
Come on.
So, the theme, Gratitude for Future Vision Community Fair. What made y'all pick that theme, Gratitude for Future and Future Vision?
Well, what we do, we get our theme from NAC, National Association of Community Health Centers, and they give everybody a theme. It's, 5,000 community health centers?
Wow.
Yeah.
In the country.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we take that theme, and then, you know, we try to play off that theme. And the theme this time was past, present, and future. Didn't play off it so much as we did last year or year before last, but we're doing the gratitude thing, showing our appreciation by giving. We have free food. We have the play area. We have about 40 vendors that'll be there.
Wow.
So, showing our gratitude and appreciation to the community.
Now, Lori, being the COO, we in a new political climate now. Has it impacted Muskegon Family Care at all?
I think it's fair to say, being a federally qualified health center, we are neutral. One of the great things about a federally qualified health center. So we're bipartisan.
Right.
We advocate for funding. And when we advocate federally, not by party. So
right.
There have been some changes, but as far as impact goes and the care that we provide, we just continue to promote the work that we do and the need for the work so that funding and support continues.
That's good. Because you just don't rely on federal funds, right? You get more funding from...
We don't. So we but primarily we rely on the funding that we get from the government.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they need to keep that rolling then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we need to keep that rolling because y'all are very essential, very essential. This event, is this like your premier event of the year, Kanita?
It's actually one of our larger events. I try to do like 3 or 4 events, like the Hometown Hero, the Feeding of the Community. So I try to make sure that we touch all bases, the veterans, geriatrics, the children. So it's one of the many. But this is one of our ending events, one of our larger ending events until like Christmas time.
Oh, wow. That's good. And now also, you guys have some outreach going on at one of the local churches.
Yes, we do. So it's our Neighborhood Wellness Initiative. That started when we recognized the disparities in care during COVID, especially in our black and brown communities. So these are non-traditional healthcare sites where you can go. You don't have to give any form of ID, your name, but it's strictly for testing. So maybe you're suffering from hypertension, high blood pressure. We'll test you for that. We'll test you for your cholesterol. We'll do COVID screening. We'll do flu vaccination. So what the state's found is that folks who may not come to a traditional healthcare setting they were showing up at these non-traditional sites.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So Christ Temple is one of your sites.
They are.
Right?
That was just what I was going to share. Mm-hmm. Great initiative. Really great initiative.
So are you seeing like an increase in numbers then when you look at your numbers for the month? You've seen that you probably seen more people because of that?
So great question. We just went live July 31st.
Okay.
So our numbers really aren't in, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, statistically.
Right.
But, again, because of the turnout and the state said, let's keep this initiative going, not just for COVID, but for other testing as well.
Wow.
So there's a test, a trust factor there,
right,
that folks say, I just come and say I have a headache, and they perform these tests, and not a lot of additional questions, which sometimes prohibits folks from coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah.
This weekend, so Saturday from 12 to 3, Muskegon Family Care. You got some music going on? They're going to be doing the Boots on the Ground?
Wait,
she's got the fans ready.
Where them fans at? That's right, PA. Where them fans at?
Oh, that was funny seeing one of our police officers out there dancing a few years ago.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name right now. Yes. But you know, he's sergeant now. He's a sergeant.
Yep, he came out and danced with us. He sure did. He line danced with the kids. Mo danced yesterday at the National Night Out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mo can dance?
Well, no, I ain't say that.
You said, say he tried. Okay.
Mo was out there dancing yesterday. Chief of Police, Sane, was out there dancing yesterday at National Night Out.
Wow. So you guys was all at Muskegon Heights?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
And how was that?
It was a good event. A good turnout. I try to support everything. You know, I try to support everything that goes on Muskegon Heights.
You do.
So, yeah, we were out there, and the children, we had passed out backpacks for the ones that missed the backpack giveaway at the Hometown Hero. I had about 100 more backpacks to give away, and I left with none. So
that's good.
The children left with backpacks yesterday, and there were vendors and food and games and dunk tanks. So we had a good time yesterday.
Every kid should have a backpack there.
Every kid should have a backpack,
right?
Or two.
Yeah. No parents should be buying backpacks.
That's right. And then at that, I had a list made out that in case you did miss the backpack giveaway, that it's a listing with where they're going to be giving the backpacks away all the way up to September.
Wow. So many people are just stacking up on backpacks.
Up on backpacks. Backpack frack.
Wow, so 60 years of health centers around the country. Lori, what is the history behind it, and why is this important?
So the community health centers started as a result of the Civil Rights Act of 1965. So our government said, we want people to have access to care regardless of your ability to pay, who you love, why you love, race, ethnicity, any of those things, where we find disparities. So from that, community health centers evolved, and this is the 60th year.
Wow.
So we are celebrating. This is why we have the health fairs, you know,
right,
on Saturday. Those vendors that come are from, you know, Quest Lab and Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Help with.
To bring awareness and to be able to share, you know, their resources. So, while we're also having a good time and giving back to the community that we serve.
Well, and understand that you're doing oral exams and diabetes checks, blood pressure screenings all at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes. And the oral screening, that's dental, right?
That's dental.
So you get the grills checked. Come on, get your grills checked.
Absolutely.
See where you're at.
Absolutely. Yes, it's so directly related to heart health. So it's all connected, and that's exactly why we're there.
Well, anything else y'all want to share?
There's a guy that'll be there from sickle cell.
Okay.
Know? So here in our
people
community.
So sickle cell is still an issue.
It is still an issue. So he comes from Sickle Cell Association. He comes, he do a test. And then we have the people from Center of Vein Disease. So they do a vein testing that can see if you got hardened arteries in your leg.
Wow.
So those people,
it's a lot of different types of screening going on.
Screenings and community outreach program, community organizations. All types of things will be going on at that event come Saturday. They got to come see. I ain't going to tell it all.
Get with them TVs, y'all. Them flat screens, man. Y'all don't be playing around. And these not small flat screens y'all giving. These are big ones, too.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about, giving back to the community. Anything you want to share before we go, Lori?
Just come out Saturday and see us. And I can guarantee you're going to have a wonderful time. You're also going to leave very educated. So...
All right. Anything, Kenita?
Muskegon Family Care is always taking new patients. So come on over and get signed up for dental. We have dental, medical, pharmacy, optometry, behavior health. I can go on and on, but you got to come over there, too, and see what we got. Yeah.
And free transportation.
Free transportation.
Do you have fat transfer?
We have what?
Fat transfer.
Not yet.
No, just throw that in there.
Let me write that down. Let's see what Kathy say.
I'll sign up for that one.
I'm a lie.
All right, family, going back to my music after the jams.